While we can't predict what's going to be remarkable next time, we can realize that there aren't too many unexplored areas of innovation, just unexplored combinations. Here's an annotated checklist. With just 34 examples, it's not complete by any means, but it might get your juices flowing. While this checklist may elicit an of course, I wonder how many struggling products have actually been through this analysis. Is your most recent offering the mostest of any of these attributes? When I went to buy some new tools, I did something I almost never do. I went to Sears. Why? Because almost without exception, the people I like and trust who spend a lot of time with tools told me that I couldn't go wrong with Craftsman. Why? Not because they're beautifully designed or easy to use, solely because they last a long time and are guaranteed forever. KitchenAid, on the other hand, has lost legions of sneezing bakers because the company decided to save money in the way they make their mixers. Online bulletin boards are filled with stories of frustrated people who quit the brand after going through 3 or 4 mixers. In both cases, the stories are based on remarkable durability, or the lack thereof. The OXO line of kitchen gadgets sells to people who don't even cook. Why? Because these non-cooks have visited the kitchens of people who do cook. And those cooking sneezers, always open to something that would make their lives in the kitchen better, were delighted to show off their funky-looking and very, very functional carrot peelers, lime zesters, and ice cream scoopers. Why did Yahoo defeat AltaVista, Lycos, and InfoSeek in the race to become the center of the internet? And how did Yahoo forget that lesson and let Google do it again? In each case, Yahoo and Google had the same things going for them. Unbelievably simple interface. For the first 2 years of Google, there were only 2 buttons, and one of them said, "I feel lucky." Fast loading. No decisions. When people asked someone else where to go to get what they needed online, the recommendation was simple. Here's a great Google story I heard from Mark Hurst. It turns out that the folks at Google are obsessed with the email they get criticizing the service. They take it very seriously. One person writes to them every once in a while, and he never signs his name. According to Marissa Meyer at Google, quote, "Every time he writes, the email contains only a 2-digit number. It took us a while to figure out what he was doing. Turns out he's counting the number of words on the homepage. When the number goes up, like up to 52, it gets him irritated, and he emails us the new word count. As crazy as it sounds, his emails are helpful because it has put an interesting discipline on the UI team so as not to introduce too many links. It's like a scale that tells you that you've gained 2 pounds," unquote. Yahoo, by the way, has more than 500 words on their homepage now. A long time ago, Hertz and Avis grew their brands with TV and print advertising. Today, it's too late for their competitors to catch up using the same technique. So National and Alamo struggle. Enterprise Rental Car, on the other hand, has an entirely different strategy. They're not at the airport, and they don't cater to business travelers. Instead, they created a new purple cow. They'll pick you up with a rental car when your regular car is in the shop or totaled in an accident. Targeting this niche seems obvious, but the ability to be radically different has also made them profitable and fast-growing. Safe, it seems, is risky. The Bloomberg, as it's known, should have been replaced by the internet, yet this customized computer is on the desk of just about every important player on Wall Street. After all, the net has access to huge amounts of information, it's relatively easy to use, there are multiple sources for it, and it's largely free. The Bloomberg, on the other hand, is very expensive, more than $1,000 a month, and very tricky to use. And that's why traders and other investors insist on it. They've gone through the pain of learning how to use it, and they're not prepared to give up that expertise. Why does Ted Leonsis, billionaire owner of the Washington Wizards, stay at the Four Seasons in Manhattan? I mean, he could stay anywhere he wants to. As best as I can tell, he stays there because the entire staff at the cafe knows how to bring him his iced tea. In a tall, thin glass with ice, with a little carafe of hypersweet sugar water on the side. He doesn't ask for it, they just bring it. Every person who meets with Ted at the hotel notices it. I think it makes Ted happy that his friends notice it. having something personalized can make one feel special. L.L. Bean can sell mail order clothes to people who don't trust mail order. It's the guarantee that makes it work. Take a pair of pants, light them on fire, send in the ashes, and L.L. Bean will refund your money. Stories like that make it easy for a sneezer to spread the word. What kind of motorcycle does Shaquille O'Neal own? Jesse Gregory James is a maker of custom motorcycles, giant $100,000 bikes. Each motorcycle is handmade, months in the making, and very, very profitable. And there's a multi-year waiting list. Someone who can afford a motorcycle that costs this much wants, and probably deserves, to have it made just for him. The act of making something very expensive and very custom is in itself remarkable. The Hummer is too big, too wide, too ugly, and too inefficient to be a car. It doesn't belong on public roads. It annoys most of the people who come in contact with it, except, of course, for the people who buy it. Most of them don't need to suddenly go off-road and climb steep, sandy hills. Hummer drivers just like annoying the rest of us. They enjoy driving a truly remarkable vehicle. Why do movie executives fly halfway across the world to the Cannes Film Festival? While the parties are fun, they can't possibly make up for the inconvenience and investment of time and money. The reason is simple. The executives know that something remarkable will happen there. Some movie, some director, some star will make news. The movie executives will discover something new, and that's why they go. How can your product make news? Note that there's a big difference between making the news and making news. Forcing your way onto TV with publicity hype is not much of a long-term strategy. It works a lot better when you've actually got something to say.